Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, May the 17th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. And as usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 5:05 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:05 p.m. Temperatures will once again remain fairly warm, peaking at about 17 degrees centigrade, that's 62 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. If you struggle in the kitchen, one of the biggest issues can be checking what is inside your cupboards. One way around this could be using a sensor light that comes on when you open the door, giving more light to help you see what's inside. It is also worth storing items in the same place every time, so that a can of beans is always in the same place, for example. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Fancy a meal out? Come and join Hayley and others from the Beacon Centre on May the 27th for a meal at the Harvester in Castle Gate in Dudley. There are lots of choices suitable for meat eaters and vegetarians and we guarantee a friendly face. Please note there is a £2 additional cost on top of your meal which goes towards our Active Eyes service. Contact Tim to book a place on 01902 880 111.
People can take in the stunning landscape and architecture of Himley Hall and Park with a number of free guided walks this spring and summer. The walks have been organised by Dudley Council to give participants the chance to learn about the park's fascinating history whilst taking in its natural beauty. On Sunday the 27th of May and Sunday the 6th of August, there will be a tour around the grounds of Himley Hall starting at 10 a.m. On both walks, the guide will uncover the hall's intriguing architectural features and participants will be able to learn about the varied wildlife now inhabiting the park. There will also be a guided walk exploring Himley Estate's proud history at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday the 17th of June. Participants will have the opportunity to visit the Earl of Dudley's Memory Garden afterwards. It is free to participate in the tours, but people do need to book by calling 01384 817 817.
As part of the European Annual Museums at Night Festival, the Black Country Living Museum will celebrate the region's rich industrial heritage with a one-off event, which will see the venue open at night. Those who go along on Saturday, May the 20th, will be able to experience a selection of Black Country entertainment across the site as poetry, music and stories bring to life the history of the region. The Black Country Living Museum is on Tipton Road, Dudley, and the event runs between 7 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. It costs £8.75 for adults, £4.40 for young people between the age of 3 and 16, or for an essential carer. To book, call 0121 520 854.
Do you think you know your film and TV? You can test your knowledge against others in a quiz being held in Wolverhampton on May the 29th. It will take place at the Lighthouse Media Centre on Friar Street and teams of up to 4 people need to be assembled at 8 p.m. for an 8:30 p.m. start. It costs £2 per contestant, and for details, contact Kimberly Kenobi, and that's spelled K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, K-N-O-B-I, at gmail.com.
Thank you, Louise, and thank you, Beth. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. The Beacon Centre is celebrating the first birthday of its site in Penkridge. The charity opened its doors to its Staffordshire shop in May 2016. And since then, villagers have been able to visit to get advice on sight loss, as well as pick up a range of goods, including clothing, shoes and household items that are sold in aid of the organisation. The shop has had a busy year, with customers bringing in a range of donations, including a Vivienne Westwood coat. To mark the birthday, staff will be holding a celebration event at the store in Stone Cross on May the 27th between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. There'll be a tombola and a raffle with prizes, including a massage at Beauty House, a cut and finish at Wow Codsall, and a personalised candle from Asprey and Clark. There'll also be a children's lucky dip and cakes. Customers on the day will also receive a free glass of wine. Beacon Centre's Penkridge manager, Emma Winder, said, "We've had a fantastic first year and met some wonderful people. Our Beacon boss has made regular visits to the site in order to give people sight loss advice, which will continue in the year ahead. We've had some amazing donations from our fabulous customers, and we can't thank them enough for their support. We're always on the lookout for volunteers in the shop as well. No experience is needed. We're a really friendly bunch, and it is a great opportunity to meet new people. To find out more about the volunteer opportunities, you can ring the store on 01785 711114. Now, have you heard of the Beacon Centre Link Line programme? It offers free regular friendship calls to people living with sight loss. Our telephone befriending and support service for those with sight loss can offer support from volunteer callers, most of whom are themselves living with sight loss. Help to raise awareness of the advice and support which is available. Combat loneliness and isolation by offering companionship along with the chance to build confidence and independence. Offer peace of mind for family members that their relatives are receiving regular contact. Offer opportunities to access a varied range of activities to suit individual needs. Offer easy-to-use technology and maintain privacy. If you would like to find out more about our free Link Line service, which is open to those living in Wolverhampton, please call 01902 886 792. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.